Without this sound, the world would be a little bit drearier. What you are hearing is the noise of water scoops the bleachers used to moisten their yarn, initially gray in color, for as long as it took for the yarn to turn white. They boiled the yarn in special caustic solutions and then spread it over the broad meadows lining the Wuppa. It was then doused with cold, clear water from the river for months on end, until chemical processes turned it pristine white. Allegedly, the banks of the river below us were once covered with so much yarn that from a distance it looked as if it had been snowing. It was thus the bleachers who laid the foundation for Wuppertal's long and illustrious history of textile manufacturing. Believe it or not, in the middle of the 19th century, 3/4 of all workers were employed in the textile industry. Today, it is only 1 in 20. But a company with a tradition of about 200 years is still big in business. The Heckinghauser company, Bartels Feldhof. Here, the so-called iron yarn was invented. Although it does not contain iron, it is particularly durable. Whenever you tie your shoelaces, it is not unlikely they were made by the company located in the Brennströmstraße. Bartels Feldhof still produces shoelaces, but nowadays also high-tech textile products.